It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks. Good afternoon. Welcome to our Saturday KFAR radio program, Fairbanks Foodies. This is Fairbanks' preeminent food show. We've been doing this for over 5 years now, and what do we look at? We look at food events taking place in Fairbanks, recipes you can try, beverages you can create, fantastic meals to serve your family and friends. We look at things that you want to do, you want to try, you want to taste, you want to experiment with. We're bold. We go where no foodie has gone before. That's right. Now, tomorrow is Easter. Big food day. Both big religious day, too. It's a great day to reflect. If you are a religious person, it's a big day. Growing up, still a big day for me. And enjoyable. Today is, you know, last Sunday was Palm Sunday. Lent, I went to going through 40 days of Lent. What did you give up? Did you give up anything? That's a tradition. You know, you do a lot of self-reflection, penance, that sort of thing. Did you do anything for yourself to help you be better? That's what the 40 days of Lent are for. Anyway, but what are you doing tomorrow? Are you meeting for family and friends at your house? Are you going out for a nice food experience, a brunch, a breakfast, a dinner? If you're going out and you have not made reservations yet, you're in trouble. But have no fear. This is what you can try. You better get on the phone right now. Now, the standard of the Easter, of the breakfast brunch, was put in at Pike's Landing. And they're open tomorrow for brunch. Servings at 11, 1, 3, and 5. You know, fantastic brunch. Give them a call, 479-6500. They don't know if they're booked solid or not. That's why you better do it now. They have a great lineup. They have salads, cheese plates, crackers, shrimp, Italian chicken dishes, scrambled eggs, wonderful, wonderful eggs Benedict. Baron of beef, ham, potatoes, you know, just great desserts. They set the standard here. Or you can go to the Pump House. Pump House, same thing. Fantastic. Give them a call out at the Pump House. You know, it's a great day to let someone else do the cooking for you. Now, if you want something more downsized, my choice is Ivory Jack's. Oh, you know, I love Ivory Jack's. Has great Saturday and Sunday breakfasts out there. And my favorite Eggs Benedictus town is at Ivory Jack's. So don't be bashful. Go ahead and go out there. Might have to sit at the bar, which is fine. Under new ownership, Benny Lynn, and the manager out there, Christina Stepovich, is fantastic. She has 20 years, if not more, of restaurant management. And her and Benny Lynn are taking this to a great new level of food and beverage. You know, Dick and Joni, great job, set the standard. And they handed it off to two great people who continue the standard, maybe raise it a little bit more. So go ahead and go out there and enjoy it. You will not be disappointed at Pike's, the Pump House, or Ivory Jack's. But if you're going to do something for yourself, lamb is a very popular dish. So I got a couple of recipes I found on the internet here for you. And I throw in my own stuff for it too. Now, if you're going to get a used lamb, go get the leg of lamb over at today. You better do this today. Go get the leg of lamb over at Fred Meyer's or the rack of lamb. And the rack of lamb's at Costco and they come 8 to a rack. And it's great. Go get those at Costco. So let's go with the leg of lamb first. You know, you don't have to use a marinade on this, but I always use a marinade. And here's my marinade. And remember, these recipes are on KFAR Audio Archives. Go down to Fairbanks Foodies and just look at the date. Today's the 20th, 21st of March, and it'll be the Easter food. And just look there, and you can re-listen to this and write the notes write notes down now. But what you're looking at is a spice rub for the rack of lamb after a marinade. So let's look at the marinade first. Go get a Ziploc bag. Get the gallon. In there, put 1/3 of a cup of extra virgin olive oil, EVOO. Then throw in there 1 tablespoon of granulated garlic, 1 tablespoon of sea salt, then 1/2 tablespoon of fresh cracked pepper, 2 diced sprigs of rosemary, 6 sprigs of thyme. Don't tear them up, just throw them in there. Zest a lemon, then cut the lemon in half and juice the lemon and throw the lemon in there, including the halves of the lemon. Then 1 to 2 tablespoons, depending on how you're feeling, of a nice Dijon mustard. Shake it all up, and you're going to take, when you trim up your leg of lamb, if there's any fat on there, trim as much as you want off. The lamb fat does render a good taste, so you can do that. Put it in there and let it marinate for 4 to 8 hours, so get up in the morning and do it, and depending on when you're going to have it, you're cooking. Now, your spice rub, you're looking at garlic cloves, rosemary, thyme, lemon zest, more lemon zest, olive oil, salt, and black pepper. It's pretty basic. So, this is not a complex menu. So, first of all, make your herb rub. And again, this is a herb rub. We've taken the lamb, the leg of lamb, out of the refrigerator. We've wiped it off, and then we're going to put an herb rub mixture on it. And we're going to finely chop the garlic, the rosemary, and the thyme, combine them with the olive oil. Then we're going to put in the lemon zest, the salt, and black pepper. We're going to stir it all together and create a nice fragrant paste. And we're going to rub this all over the roasted leg of lamb. And so do that. Enjoy it. Let it rest for about 1/2 hour. And then we're going to roast it. You're going to preheat the oven. And you're going to preheat it to, 400 degrees. Go back to 350, 400, whatever it is. And you can put the leg of lamb in there for 30 minutes. And I always put in a temperature pit. Just right in there. And then once the leg of lamb hits 135 to 140 degrees, 135 is medium rare. I pull it out, maybe 132 to 135, because I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to let it rest for about 15 to 20 minutes before carving. And I'm going to, take it out of the pan, and I'm going to tent it with aluminum foil. And that's going to raise up about another 5 degrees. So if you pull it out at 132, it's going to go up to about 137, maybe 140. And so you're going to go from a medium rare to a medium, depending on where you want to pull it out. I like mine about 135 to 137. Yeah, that's very accurate. But you can do that. Be bold and don't worry about it. Now, this is going to serve about 8 people, depending on how you cut it. It's a 5-pound bone-in leg of lamb. That's what they usually weigh with the leg in there. So it's great for a gathering and things that you can also serve on the side of it. So again, medium rare is 130 to 135. Medium is 140 to 145. And so where do you want to have that? I like the medium rare. So you pull it, you let it rest. It goes up 5 to 7 degrees. So, what the heck? Should you marinate the lamb overnight? You don't have to. No, you don't have to. And if you don't, this is what you're going to need again. A 5-pound leg of lamb, 6 garlic cloves minced, 2 tablespoons of fresh rosemary chopped, 1 tablespoon of fresh thyme chopped, 1 tablespoon of lemon zest, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt of black pepper, combine it all together in the oven at 350 degrees, you know, have your temperature gauge in there in the thickest part, and when you pull it out, you are good to go. Now, that is that one. I have moved on to the rack of lamb. I love a roasted rack of lamb. You know, you pull it out, and it's easy to make a restaurant elegance. I love my favorite one's the one at Bobby's. You got to go there and have his rack of lamb. Him and Rena put on a great food menu there, and that's the standard. That is the standard. And there's ways to get this to a nice golden herb crust, which is perfect for an event like Easter or date night for you and your special person at home or to wow guests with. And, you know, this is already in 30 minutes. Impressive presentation for you and your guests. And it's simple. You can do this. And you need a skillet. You're going to need a meat thermometer again. You know, it's easy to do. So this is how you do it. And don't be bashful. Don't have fear in this. What the heck? You're going to take 6 garlic cloves again, mince them, 3 tablespoons of fresh rosemary, mince it, 2 tablespoons of fresh thyme, mince it, 1/4 cup of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of butter. You need salt and pepper to taste. Then, if you want to put a breadcrumb crust on it, you get a half cup of breadcrumbs. And so what you're going to do is you're going to remove the lamb 30 minutes from the refrigerator. Let it come to about as room temperature as you can. You're going to pat it completely dry. And you're going to season it generally with salt and pepper. And then you're going to take the different spice rubs, mix it on there. And actually, what you're going to do first is you're going to put the butter in your saute pan. And you're going to sear the fat side before you put anything on there. You're going to sear it. Then you're going to pull it off the pan, and you're going to take and you're going to make your spice rub, and you're going to, in a separate little cup, you're going to put in your cup olive oil, 1/4 cup. You're going to mince up your garlic cloves. You're going to mince up your rosemary, your 3 tablespoons. Mince up your fresh thyme. Put in some Dijon mustard, and you mix it all together. And after you've seared the fat side, you're coating. Now, I don't put the breadcrumbs in there, but they're optional. I don't use breadcrumbs, but a lot of people do. And again, you're going to cook it at 350 degrees, and this is about a 20 to 25 minute, and you're putting in your temperature, your thermometer. And again, you know, do you want a medium rare? That's at 135. So you're going to pull out about 130. You want it medium? You're going to pull it out at 135 and it's 140. You're going to pull it out and you're going to let it rest. Oh, another 10, 15 minutes. And then you're going to take a nice carving knife and cut them. And there's a couple ways to do this. You can put it on individual plates, but what I like to do, I like to put it on a wood carving platter, not a big one. And you're going to have about 16 of these because you're going to have 2 racks of 8. Put it on a wood carving platter and put them in a circle on top of each other, 2 layers in a circle. And it looks elegant, delicious, fantastic. It gives a great, elegant meal, that final finish that you want. Because most people don't understand that taste is 50% visual. When something looks good, your mind is telling you it's going to taste good. And this is a great way to do it. So, Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break now. We have great sponsors, Bobby's Downtown, Rat Pack Cigars. They're great. You know, about every other Tuesday, Ted Jones Jr. of Frozen Smoke Barbecue, I meet him there at Rat Pack Cigars, and we have a cigar. And my dad used to smoke a lot of cigars. I have 1 or 2 a month. But 3 o'clock on Wednesdays, meet me there. And here's some messages from our wonderful sponsors.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right? Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown. From crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back tap room. Grab a fresh crowler to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking, on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. And also, Humble Roots. I go there about once a month, and they have good, fresh, refreshing beer. And it's just good. And they got it's new. It's fantastic. Downtown Fairbanks. You know how I love downtown Fairbanks, and I'm a townie. Great service, great people. And I got to tell you, during the winter we've had, you can go in there, take off your jacket, relax, enjoy, have great beer, and they say, this winter will get over one day. Anyway, we looked at the elegant of lamb, depending what you're going to do, but a lot of it is casseroles. So I got a couple casseroles here for you. And how about some blueberry French toast? Oh, yeah. Now, this is what you're going to need for the blueberry French toast. You're going to need a pound of ground breakfast sausage. So go get the two Jimmy Dean sage sausage that are 8 ounces each. You need 6 slices of white bread, and you're going to cube it. You're going to cube it, and you're not cutting off the sides of it. You're going to need 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 8 large eggs, 2 cups of whole milk. Remember, this is a casserole. 1 teaspoon of dry mustard, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper. Now, go get your 9x13 baking dish, and with butter or a cooking spray, grease it. That way, you know, it doesn't stick. What you're going to do doesn't stick. Then in a large skillet over medium heat, you're going to cook the sausage until browned and crumbled. It's about 8 to 10 minutes, and while you're doing it, you're crunching it up, or you can throw it in there a little bit, you know, a little bit torn up as I do, and then, you know, ground it around a little bit more. And when you're done with it, about 8 to 10 minutes, you're going to drain off the excess grease. Then what you're going to do is in your 9x13-inch baking tray, you've cubed up the bread, and you're going to layer the bread cubes on the bottom of your prepared baking dish. Then you're going to top it with your cooked sausage. Then you're going to layer that with cheddar cheese. Then in a large bowl, take your eggs, 8 eggs, mix it, whisk them all together. Then you're going to blend in your milk. Then once that is done, then you blend in your dry mustard, your salt, and your pepper until well combined. Then you're pouring this egg mixture over the bread, the sausage, and the cheese lightly. You're not throwing things up. Press down gently with a patchouli to ensure that your bread is soaked, because you want to get this down there. It's going to be cooking. Cover tightly in a plastic wrap and refrigerate for about 4 hours. Now, you're going to be cooking this about 45 minutes at 350 degrees. So it's in the refrigerator waiting. It's pre-prepped. And remember, the more you prep, the more fun you have at your meal. Get it out of the way early. So 4 to 6 hours before you want to serve, you're prepping this. Then get your preheat your oven to bake to 350 degrees. Remove the plastic and bake uncovered for 45 minutes or until golden brown. Pull it out. Let it rest for about 5 minutes. Then you can serve it with a spoon or a spatula, depending on how you want it, want to do it. But it's a casserole. Let people do that with their casserole. And what the heck. Now, you're also going to need a beverage or two. You know, we got to do that. Now, I came across this one. It's an Reese's Egg Martini. If you like chocolate, and this is in on behest of your Easter basket. You know, everyone grew up, hopefully you grew up getting Easter baskets like I did with my parents. And it was a great day to be a kid. The Easter basket with all the candy and the presents in the basket and everything. Some you buy at the store, some my mom would make them up depending on, you know, what she was doing. But we always got an Easter basket. So if you're an adult and you want to take a little bit of a deja vu trip to your Easter basket as an adult, here you go, the Reese's Egg Martini. It's like the dessert cocktail. You know, it's creamy, chocolatey, peanut butter whiskey. I mean, okay, this is what's in it. Here's the 5 standing traits of the Easter cocktails. This tastes like a liquid peanut butter cup. It's easy to make in under 5 minutes. Eye-catching garnish with an Easter egg on top. That's right. Perfect garnish. Perfect dessert drink for an Easter brunch or dinner. Smooth texture with a rich chocolate flavor. And you can customize it depending on what you want to do. Throw a little bit of heat in there. If you want a heated chocolate, just a little dab of cayenne pepper. Oh, yeah. So this is what you're going to need. You're going to need 2 ounces of whiskey, 5 ounces of Hershey chocolate sauce, 5 ounces of Reese's peanut butter topping sauce, 1.5 ounces of cream de cocoa, and 3/4 of an ounce of milk. Oh, so what you do is you take this and you put it all together, smooth it. It has great chocolate notes. But on top of the glass, you're going to put the Reese's egg garnish. That's right. It's going to sit on top of the glass, and people are going to taste it. And depending on what you want to do, you have chocolate on here. Now, are you going to take if you want to really take this to another level, what I've done before with this, when I tried this, I took peanut butter and I put it on a napkin, and I rimmed the glass with peanut butter. You know how you on a margarita, you rim the glass with salt? This is well over the top with your, then you take a toothpick and you put the Reese's peanut butter egg on top of the glass. And that's how you do this. And so anyway, do it by the pitcher and pour them individually in the glasses, or just make the individual one. And, shake it too. You put it on ice, put it over ice. That way it's chilled if you want to do that, and put it into the glass. It's a great way to have a chocolatey cocktail that brings you back to your Easter basket. But here's another one. You want to make it like the casserole cocktail? The Bunny Hop Punch is a bright pitcher of cocktail that fits perfectly with Easter celebrations, spring gatherings. So you can do this at any time. And it's individual drinks. You know, and you're using vodka. And I love the Fairbanks Distillery vodka. Patrick over there on the corner of 5th and Cushman makes a great vodka. Then you get some peach schnapps, some raspberry lemonade, some citrus slices, depending if you want. You know, I like the orange. And sparkling soda, you know, so it's a great refreshing punch that's light, colorful, and it's perfect for sharing with guests. You know, so you're going to need this is what you're going to need, large pitcher. You need the raspberry lemonade or fresh lemon. You're going to need some sparkling soda. And so in your pitcher, you're going to put 8 ounces of vodka, 8 ounces of peach schnapps, 8 ounces of fresh raspberry lemonade, 16 ounces of club soda or lemon lime soda for the sweeter version, 2 ounces of lemon juice, which is basically one lemon sliced in half and juiced into there. Then go get a cup of raspberries and some lemon slices and into wheels. And you're going to put this all in your pitcher. You're going to stir it all, and you're going to serve it in your highball glasses over ice. That's right. And it makes a great, great beverage and cocktail. It really does. Now, that is a great way to have certain parts of your Easter tomorrow. A special day for everyone. Be with family and friends. And Emily and I, we've got the 1 o'clock serving out of Pike's Landing. My parents used to own that in the 70s, so I get to visit my sheephead out there, my brother Danny's too, Moose Racks, my dad's Buffalo Head. We get to visit that. It's nostalgic for me. Think about the races, the drag races out front in the 70s that the Snow Machine Associations used to put on. It's gotten bigger. Every owner since, Guy Lillian Kasnick and Jay Ramras, has added to it, made it bigger, made it better. Great service. And, you know, it's interesting. When my dad bought that, the bathrooms were 3 outhouses outside. There was no indoor bathroom. And the plumbing, he used to bring pitchers of water to Pike's because people wanted whiskey and water. If he used the well water, it had so much iron in it, it would turn the whiskey black. This is those fun things that I remember about growing up in Fairbanks. And he bought it back when what is now called Old Airport Road is how you got to it. And you went down almost like a trail across a field and into the parking lot. Then they put in the new airport road going to the airport, and they expanded that. And that was just a lot of fun to see. And, you know, the pump house, what they did. You know, when the pump house first started, it was a pump house restaurant. There was no Senator Saloon. And then they added the saloon on there and made it elegant and really nice. I love going into the pump house restaurant and sitting on the couches in the Senator Saloon and having a beverage or two and getting some appetizers or a meal. And they'll do that there for you. You know, sitting down in the restaurant is nice. But I just so appreciate that Senator Saloon. And then, again, going out to Ivory Jack's. You know, most people don't understand. They got a great pizza. I mean, a top-notch pizza. I like their pizza more than, you know, your pizza locations. The pizzas I like are Bobby's, Giraldo's, and Ivory Jack's. You know, just great pizzas. You know, then you get other places that are just made for pizza. Well, you know, it's interesting how these restaurants have pizza ovens or ovens that make great, if not better, pizza than most of the other restaurants. But ask me how I really feel, because I love my pizza and I love those restaurants. And Fairbanks has something for everyone when it comes to food. So tomorrow's Easter. Enjoy that day, really. It's a great day for everyone. But, you know, go to service if you want to go to a service. It's a high mass if you're Catholic, so you're there for, you know, an hour and 15 to an hour 30 minutes. And don't ask me how I know that. I just know that. You know, Lent is over. Lent ended on Thursday at sundown, and the 40 days of Lent started with your Ash Wednesday. And I went to Ash Wednesday at the little church, enjoyed it. It's a great way to appreciate being alive in Fairbanks, Alaska. That is our show. You guys have a great Saturday. Have a wonderful Easter. And I'll see you all next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.